We're only getting as much as we can handle. Just remember not to turn off your furnace accidentally. That'll not work. You know, I was putting on my yesterday. I have a thermostat. It's a newer one that I had in there, and there's a light that you can sort of turn it on so you can see what the readout is. And instead of hitting the button that actually just puts the LED on, I actually hit the one that shuts the furnace off.
Ooh.
So an hour later, I kept thinking, seems a little cold in here. I'm not quite sure exactly what happened. And I realized that it was cold because I had turned the heat off. So I helped a little bit in the cause because, you know, the gas company, the power company, they want you to kind of reduce the usages as much as possible because of the heavy strain because of this cold weather.
Well, you need an insulated home.
Yeah.
You need a good, solid home.
I was more wondering what kind of it takes to heat the IX set, the IX center. We can find out a little bit about that, at least if, as long as the flowers are blooming. They got to take care of those. We're talking about the Great Big Home and Garden Show, which is coming up on February 8th, running through the 16th. And to talk about that, we have with us Rosanna Hrubnicki, the show manager. Rosanna, thank you for sharing part of your morning with us today. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
So this is a big event going on. Every year people look forward to getting out of the winter and enjoying the what it looks like to, you know, with the gardens as well as improving our home. What are some of the new attractions this year that people might see if they come out to the Great Big Home and Garden Show?
Well, in addition to the 600 exhibitors, you know, all under one roof with thousands of experts from construction, remodeling, renovation, lawn, garden, and outdoor, home decor and lifestyle, and, of course, the arts and crafts, we have the Perino Builders and Interiors Idea Home. It's a 2,500-square-foot home, and it's fabulous. It's already built, so they're decorating it now, and it looks amazing. New this year, we have a vacation home built by Weaver Barnes. So if you're looking for that perfect weekend getaway, this home is so cool. I can't even tell you.
How did they kind of differ? A vacation home, an idea home. What are some of maybe some things that are unique to each of those in a way?
Well, the idea home is definitely to give you ideas. And it's got some exciting trends in architecture and design. You know, very stylish, obviously a more suburban home. The vacation home is something to definitely daydream out in, like, some retreat or the lake. It's perfect for those getaways and a little vacation, but has all the amenities of home.
Nothing like the IX Center to build a home. You need room, right?
Oh, you sure do. We even have a 2,000-square-foot dream basement that's, you know, all in that same area. So along with the 600 exhibits, these amazing gardens that are international themed, and then, you know, these features that are out of this world. We have the main stage that has Loretta Paganini, School of Cooking, and we have some special guests. We have Hamad Hassan from Yard Crashers, Frank Fritz from American Pickers, which I can't wait to show him some of my little treasures.
Wait a minute. Are you expecting people to sort of bring some of their things around, or what's Frank going to be doing? Just how to look for these things, or?
Well, he's going to give us some first-hand tips on how to discover if your trash is actually a treasure.
That's right.
So we're not really having people bring things in, but he's going to at least teach us and educate us.
Well, you know, part of getting our homes kind of remodeled, doing things, is kind of going through some of that clutter. So who knows what kind of treasures can be turned into cash. Maybe that could be used to buy some of those fancy items we might see. You mentioned that there's over 600 types of exhibits to explore. What are some of the new trends that may be out there that people might want to look for when they come out to the Great Big Home and Garden Show?
Well, each year I come up with my favorite finds. So I look, you know, for something different, you know, and there's this wonderful artwork from Mac Jack, which are, you know, definitely a little bit different when it comes to the artwork. Natural Wood Creations has this really cool table that is made out of wood, and it looks like a tree trunk. Danny Vase has this really neat billiard bench. So what I do is I walk around and I try to find my favorite items, and I have a room actually with them all highlighted and featured.
You mentioned talking about sort of a tree trunk thing, and there's a lot of times there's things in there that kids would be excited about. I know if I had something to do with a tree trunk that I'd have in my house, that would probably be be kind of a neat thing. Talk about some of the things that you have for kids, because obviously the family will be bringing the kids out to that too.
Well, of course, there's Playground World. We have the Kids Zone, so it's, you know, a very high-quality playground equipment. And they'll have giveaways there and, of course, places for the kids to play. And we have the Home Depot Kids Workshop, so they'll be able to use a hammer while constructing some kind of small project so they can take it home with them. It's kind of neat.
Rosanna, when you put together a show like this, do you have a chance maybe to visit other shows, maybe get some ideas from people around the country?
Well, Marketplace Events owns and produces 34 home shows across the United States and Canada. And yes, I have definitely visited the other shows. And it's, you know, we try to keep with the same standards. So it's fun to see, like, what other shows and what other personalities come out.
What kind of things can you tell us a little bit about some of the garden landscaping, the showcases that are going on that kind of make people think, wow, I'd love to have that in my yard?
Well, this year it's an international theme, so we've got different areas. That, you know, we have Sicily, we have urban American, we have a beer garden, modern Japan, Belgium. And then what we did this year is we partnered with local restaurants, and on Monday and Tuesday, which is the 10th and the 11th of February, from 4 to 8, we're going to have restaurant samplings. And a couple of the restaurants is La Dolce Vita, Fiori's Italian Steakhouse, Great Lakes Brewery, Fahrenheit, Shooters, The District, Sushi Rock, Hodges. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking at some of the other things as far as even celebrity appearances, and you have it's Emily Ellen. And it's interesting because she has something called Retro Rad Cooking, and we were talking about here at the workplace with this cold weather coming through, everyone thinking, we should bring a crock pot in and start cooking something up, because, you know, anything that's put in a crock pot usually comes up at this time of the year, and it's fun to make. But talk a little bit about that. I guess that's kind of something, a sort of a new movement in cooking, perhaps.
Oh, Emily is definitely a woman with a personality. She is just wonderful. She definitely has a great way about herself. But she was on the Food Network, Next Food Network's Cupcake Wars, and she also had a cameo appearance on The Simpsons. And she does, like, these retro recipes, and she actually looks like somebody from the 50s, and she's just a lot of fun. She really is. And, of course, we have Loretta Paganini School of Cooking, which she's bringing some of her local chefs in, too. So I'm sure she'll give us some good hearty restaurant recipes to keep us warm for this cold weather.
And I see you also have Matt Fox, who's always been a staple there for you guys a little bit too, coming to talk about all sorts of home improvement knowledge too. So
that's we couldn't have a show without Matt Fox.
Oh, sure, I guess not. And again, this is the Great Big Home and Garden Show presented by Carrier, where it's going on February 8th through the 16th, and it's kind of right after. You know, Groundhog Day comes up on Super Bowl Sunday, and then the following weekend, or it begins what does that would be on the Saturday after that. People can come on out and start looking towards springtime, getting home improvement, getting some great ideas. If people want to find out more about what's going on, maybe the lineup, the times for some of those guests and the shows that you have on, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Visit greatbighomeandgarden.com, and you can actually receive a discount on your ticket, courtesy of Dollar Bank. And you can also pick up tickets at AAA or Discount Drug Mart locations.
Again, it's the Great Big Home and Garden Show going on at the IX Center February 8th through the 16th. Our guest today, Rosanna Hrubnicki, thanks for joining us and getting everything built and ready to go coming up in just a couple weeks. Thanks very much.